Hey, Tom, did you talk to that seller?
Yeah, I had a long conversation with him.
How'd that go?
Nice guy. He's an investor. Good. Doing quite well. I was able to get some more information on a couple of those houses. One of them sounds like it's needs minor repair, and it's almost rent ready. Like one window's broken and a couple of little things, and you know, probably clean it up and whatever.
Yeah.
So I mean, I think that's going to be a good one. A couple of other ones need some repair. I don't have a total line on what needs to be done. If I treat it as a total beater, I'm just treating it like a total beater and doing the numbers. But I'm going to try to get some better answers for how much needs to be done. Sounds like I know the outside of one needs, you know, full on scrape the hell out of it and paint it, and I imagine the inside's similar, but I don't know about
right.
the electron, you know, the electrical or any of the other stuff.
Right.
And the other two are, he's got two that are, one's a tri, one's a quad. One's a shell, basically. The tri is basically a shell. There's nothing inside. So that's going to be.
It's a three unit?
Yeah.
Wow.
And there's another one that's a four unit.
Yeah.
And those are, and they want, he wants 20 grand for each. And you know, they're brick buildings. They look pretty good, especially one of
them.
One looks better than the other. But it's basically,
I might
gutted
be interested
inside.
In that four unit.
What?
I might be interested in that four unit. Where's it at?
It's in Braddock. Yeah.
Where?
Braddock.
Is that
south.
In Ohio?
No, it's in Pittsburgh.
Pittsburgh.
South Pittsburgh.
Sorry, I thought you were working in the Ohio market.
Yeah, no. And so, unfortunately, I tried to get in touch with him a few days ago, but I was unable to. He's dealing with, he's in California, and the other guy is in
okay.
Pittsburgh.
What other guy?
The other person that he has been working with. He bought a bunch of these to help his friend out to try to get into investing.
Okay.
But the friend in Pittsburgh's gotten ill, and they're not into it anymore, and they just want to dump them.
Okay.
Most of these they got
Love
for
that.
Five or six hundred bucks each. Yeah, they got them for $500 or $600 each a few years ago. And you know, so they're selling them and still making a profit, but they just want to get out of it.
Right.
They owe taxes on them. They owe out of the three single family houses that I know about the taxes. I don't know about the triplex and the fourplex. I imagine it's more. The total there is about $7,500 in taxes that they owe.
Okay, not terrible.
Yeah. No. So, you know, he said. Give me $25,000 for three single family houses, all three of them. Then I thought, okay, that's even less because it's less the taxes, but that doesn't have anything to do with me. Price is the price. It's his, the price to him goes down because he has to pay the taxes.
Correct.
Yep. Nonetheless, that's $8,300
so
a piece.
So he threw a number on the table. Do you have an idea of what do the three of those need in fix up based on your estimates?
Based on one of them needs, I'd say $2,000, $3,000. You know, just get it, fix a window and get it cleaned up.
So
and
just
get it
light
ready
cosmetic.
To go.
Yep.
Barely anything. He says it's pretty
Call
much
it five,
ready.
Right. Estimate fix up dollars in chunks of $5,000. So if you think it's $2,500, $3,000, it's five as an estimate.
Okay.
Just rule of thumb.
So
call that one
so
five.
I'd say it's five.
Okay.
It's a brick house. It's not going to need, you know, I mean, maybe some of the trim. If that, you know, I mean, it's pretty much rent ready.
Yep.
So I think that's a killer deal. The other ones. Another one's a nice brick building. It's a three-story. It says it's a 2.2. I think it's a 5.2 from the size of it. There's no way it's a 2.2, not with 1,200 square feet. Full yard, and you know, I mean, it's not a bad looking house. And don't know what it's like inside. Don't know what electrical systems like, any of that stuff. I will get that information in the next day or two. I really wanted to get them under contract, all of them today, but.
So how big is it? 1,200 square feet?
Something like that. Let's see. That one is. Crap. Where's my notes on that? Yeah, I think it's something like 1,250 to 1,270 square feet, something like that. They owe $2,600 in taxes on that one.
So call that one $20,000 to fix up. How big is the third one?
This one's 1088. It says it's a 2.2, but it's got three stories in it.
How big is it?
No way it's 2.2. It says it's 1,088 square feet, but it looks like it's on a hill, so it looks like it has a basement going in the bottom, and then it has a
I wonder if that's just above grade.
Yeah, I don't know.
Look it up in the county. Look it up on any site you can figure it out on. You can find it.
Yeah, it looks like it's going to be a 4.2.
Let's just go off the square footage. So it's just 1,100 square feet. So call it with a brick exterior. You may get away with 15. Let's call it 20 because we don't know.
Yeah, well, that's what I was figuring. About 20 to fix that.
And then what's the third property? How big?
Third property is 1,718 square feet. It's a 5.2. Has a full basement.
What's the square footage of property number two?
1,088.
Okay, so 1,100. I heard you right.
Yeah.
So 1,088 square feet.
Yeah.
And this third one's big. How many square feet?
The third one doesn't look any bigger than the second one, though. When you look at the photos, it really doesn't.
Right.
So, nonetheless, that one is not a brick house. It needs a lot of it needs a big time paint job and scrape job. So it's going to be.
Okay, so that one's 30.
That's going to be I'd say 30. I think you're right.
And I'm rounding the first one up to 10 just in case.
Yeah.
So we have 60,000 in fix up.
Yeah.
What do you think they each rent for?
The 3.2 would be 800 to 850. The 3.2 is 1,240 square feet and it's a 3.2. I think the 2.2 is actually a 3.2 and I think that'll rent for 850. And I think the 4.2 will rent for about 950.
Okay. What about the big one?
The big one I just said is about 955. It's a 5.
Oh, that's the 9. I only heard two numbers.
I'm saying,
you said 8 to 850 and 9 to 950, but we have three deals. Where did I lose you?
800 to 850 on the first one, 800 to 850 on the second one, and maybe 900 on the second one.
So 2 at 8 and a quarter.
Yeah.
And 1 at 9 and a quarter.
Right.
So what do these numbers look like? Did you run all that?
No, I was in the middle of doing that, and I got called away. I had to do some errands. But
This is 30-second math. Here we go. He said, give me $25,000 for all three.
Yeah.
We just think it's $60,000 to fix them up. We're at $85,000. Somebody's all in. Now, you haven't made any margin here, but let's just see what it looks like as is. So $85,000. And then we have $825,000 plus $825,000 plus $925,000. We have $2,575 gross rent. 70% of that times 70% equals 1,802. Call it $1,800. Right?
Ready to go.
Yeah.
Ready to go.
So I'll do return of cash first. 85,000 divided by 1802, 47 months divided by 12, 3.9-year return of cash. Now, this is if you bought them, right? You haven't put any markup on these, but that's really fast return of cash.
Right.
And then we take our 1,800 times 12, 21.6. Everybody following me here? This is the math that you have to be able to pull off in 30 seconds. So we take our 70% of gross is 1,800, multiply it by 12 to get our annual number is 21,600. Net income first year divided by 85,000 all in. It's a 25 cap deal, 25% return year one. Now, the question is, those numbers are outrageously good. The question is, what do these neighborhoods look like? Because, Tom, if you don't buy this, you can sell this all day long if this is not in the middle of gunfire every 2 hours.
It's not.
I mean, those numbers are
neighborhood that's
crazy.
Actually up and coming.
Those numbers are crazy strong.
Yeah. That's why I'm thinking about if I can snag the triplex and the quad, I'll do that too. Different numbers, we'll get into that, but yeah, so.
Does anybody have questions on the numbers I just ran? Because everybody has to get to the point where you're on the phone with somebody, and while you're chit-chatting, you just put your phone on speaker or whatever, and you start crunching that little math, because that's as long as it takes. Those two numbers, return of cash and that first year return on investment, cap rate, whatever you want to call it.
Hey, Mike, could you do me a favor, or maybe us a favor? Could you do, put down, 10 examples and have us run them like homework so that I can, over and over, so I can just kind of, get good at this without, because I do them, I do one, I do two, I do three, I don't learn it. Just like a school teacher, because I would really benefit.
You know what I'm
that.
Thinking about doing is, just building a spreadsheet where you just put in the gross rent and then it'll just do it all. I mean, it's not much, but yeah. And
yeah,
even
but if you,
outside, even if I don't,
but if you could,
well, I'm
yeah,
just saying
if you,
you could
do that
make up deals.
Where, yeah. If I could just, do that and or maybe I'll just make up some deals and have you check them or something. Cause if I do 10 of these like that, then I'll get it. But if I do one or two here and one or two there, I'll get rusty on it. That's
yeah,
how
make up 10 and I'll double check them. Because
okay,
here's
all
right. I did. Here's all I did. I just combined your three deals into one. I mean,
right.
The guy came to you and said, give me 25 grand for all three.
Right.
And so I'm saying, okay, at some point you're going to break this up into three individual deals, but for the sake of math, let's just see if somebody buys this as a group, what does this look like? So 25,000 is our buy price. We quickly came up with our fix-up number for all three is about 60, which sounds about right.
Right.
So we're all in at 85, right?
Yeah.
So all it is the total, if I buy all these deals today, what am I out of pocket? 85 grand divided by net monthly. I want to see how many months is it going to take for me to get it back. So I added up all the rents, multiplied them by 70%. So that's how we got 1,800. So divided by 1,800 is 47 months. Divided by 12 is 3.9 years. So mm-hmm. That was the first one. So yeah, Tom, if you run 10 of those and send them over.
Okay.
Because this is it's easy math, but it's really key that you know how to do it and do it fast. Because especially when you're on the
right.
phone with somebody, you'll know, they say, hey, give me 25 grand. And you're thinking, what? You don't even know if that's a deal or not. But you can know in 20 seconds.
Okay, so now how do you take that number? Now, it's a deal, but you want to get a wholesale fee in there. So how do you figure out what the wholesale fee is? You just, let me see if I can answer that. So I have three deals. Let's just call this three deals. Let's just say this is one deal, just for simplicity. Okay.
Yeah, call it one
property. I have a deal that's 25% cap rate. Well, Okay, yep. I'm not making any money on that. What's a good cap rate for an investor? Well, a really killer cap rate would be like 14%. That would be like smoking, right?
Yeah, 14, 16, yep.
Okay, so then what you do is you go backwards.
So watch, here's how you go backwards. Here's how you go backwards.
Okay.
Take your net annual rents. So your 1,800 times 12.
Okay.
1,800 times 12 equals 21,600. Divide it by the cap rate that you think is a good deal. So now, and you have to 14% is 0.14. 16% is 0.16. So 21,600 divided by 0.14 equals $154,000. That's how good of a deal this is. And you're talking about selling it with no margin at 85.
Right.
So could you potentially make 20 grand on this? 30? I mean, or
yeah,
Tom, I saw in your email you were thinking about just buying these. I mean, good Lord. These are solid. Especially you're telling me that these are in a great little neighborhood. So yeah, man, that's the thing is you have to talk to buyers and see what they want, but on paper
right.
It seems like you could turn 30 grand on these three houses easy.
That'd be nice.
I mean, assuming these numbers you're giving me are accurate.
Well, that's what I still, you know, I'm unsure of. I'm a little unsure of it. It looks good so far on paper.
Yeah.
But of course I can't see them. So now what would you do? I mean, I have a bird dog guy and he'll go take photos. It's a little out of his neighborhood, but I don't think it's not that far away.
Yeah, did you ask the owner if he has any pictures of the inside?
He doesn't. He doesn't have anything.
Okay.
Now, the guy who's in Pittsburgh I need to talk to, I haven't talked to him. I talked to the guy in California. The guy who's in Pittsburgh, I haven't. Last time I talked to him, he didn't seem like he really had his act together too much. But that could be just because he was had a bad day. He has been sick. That's one of the reasons he's not doing anything. So might have caught him
right.
on a bad day.
Both owner where they both need to sign?
Well, two of those houses are owned by the guy in California. One of them
okay.
is owned by the guy in one thing I did not ask, and I the second I hung up, I realized I needed to, is does the guy in California have power of attorney to do all these deals? Because he was, like, making the deals with me, giving me the prices on a house he doesn't even
right.
own, one of the houses.
Well, it sounds like
he
owns
does.
Two of the three. So you only need one signature on all three, it sounds like.
Well, if there's a combined deal, I want to keep them separate, though. I want three contracts.
Did you look them up on the county website and see if you could find owner of record quick?
I haven't done that, but I've got another site that's a title company site, and, yeah, I know who the owner of record is.
Okay.
On those, so
try and get paperwork on these, and if they want to do like a bulk thing for 25, just say yeah, great guys. To keep it simple, let's just break it into three transactions. You know, we'll do property property two,
he's totally
property three.
That. Yeah, no, he's
total.
He said, well, let's just take 25 divided by three, and that's how much the price per house. He goes, sure, whatever you want to do, that's fine. You know, this guy's like, yeah, whatever. Whatever you want to do, I just want to get rid of them. That's cool. I've done stuff like that
right.
before. It's totally fine. No worries. And he says,
right.
of course, you know, the price to me is minus the taxes. I was like, yep, cool. All right. So he's on board. He knows. He's an investor. He knows what he's doing.
So, Tom, here's what you want to do. Get the paperwork. At that number, there's a whole lot of room for some added construction cost, and these are still a good deal.
Right.
So, get the paperwork in place. Don't worry about photos and video and all that nonsense. Build in a 30 or 60 day construction period or inspection period. I had a little brain cramp
right
there. Put that into the contract. Disclose what you do. I think you told them I may grab these, but I also, you know, have a handful of great buyers that I work with. I may take them to them as well. Sounded like they
were
okay with it.
He's
so
fine
with
that.
Your, get them your contract where your buyer slash or assigner get your inspection period. I don't see why at these numbers in a neighborhood like you're saying why you'd need more than 30 days, but if you want to, you know, put a 45-day inspection period on there and say, hey, man, I'm going
to
go to work
for as long
as possible.
Get
these locked up.
Yeah, I'm going on a backpacking trip next week for with my daughter for almost a week, so that's going to delay things. So I want to get these things under contract.
Yes, you do.
On Sunday. Yeah,
like
so
yesterday.
I'm going to send them today. Rob sent me a text, not a text, an email saying, you know, here, do some more numbers, you know, you don't want to get burned. And it's like, and I agree, but I feel pretty confident in these. At least
here's the thing, though, if you have an inspection period and you walk in inside and the house is burned out and it's brick on the exterior and looks fine, you just back out for the inspection. It doesn't sound like that's
right.
the case, but without the contract, right? Obviously, there's
right.
nothing, and you want your piece of paper in place, obviously, in case, you know, so nobody else stumbles into this cellar.
Right. Well, the other thing that concerns me is the quad and the tri are on other investors' radar. In fact, they're going to look at them this weekend. And it
that's
like,
fine. So get
sounds
these
like
pretty
they have,
tied up.
They have dibs. They have dibs, but not like well, I'm just going to send them a contract for the other two as well.
Well, that's the thing is don't, especially on these, get these three tied up. Because you don't want one of the investors looking at the other two saying, hey, you got anything else?
Exactly.
Yeah, man. Get the paperwork in place.
Yeah.
That's the
thrust of the afternoon. And I'll send them to him so that tomorrow he can sign them. Because two of the three he can sign, and then I can call the other guy and figure out what's going on with that. I do need to ask him. He may have power of attorney to sign. To do something with the third.
Perfect.
In which case, I'd get them tied up. And then we can talk about the other two. Because the other two look good, but there's a significant amount more work involved. You know, sounds like at least four
there.
Get these three
locked. So if you have to jump off or put us on speaker or do whatever, get these three locked down.
Yeah.
The other thing that's cool about it is you have an investor seller who understands what's going on. You say, hey, here's what I do. And he's like, oh, great. Perfect. Yeah, that works. I mean, he's just fine with whatever you're bringing to the table. You don't have to explain anything. He gets how it works. I mean, this is investor to investor. This will go smooth.
Yeah, we had a long conversation about other stuff that he's doing and other stuff that I'm doing. And it was like, who knows where that'll go too, because he's interested in some of the stuff I'm doing and vice versa, other places. So
cool,
you know. Yeah, it was super cool. So
get the contract ready.
Yeah.
Beautiful. Beautiful. Who else?
Mike.
Hey. Are you still there, Esther? I lost you.
Mike, can you hear me?
I can now.
Oh, okay, good. You were just talking about that spreadsheet. Can I get that spreadsheet also, please?
For you, it'll be $5.
Well, charge it to my account.
I'm just joking. I haven't built it yet.
Okay.
But I'm thinking about it. We'll upload it to the coaching center for sure.
Oh, okay. That would be great.
Absolutely.
Thank you.
I'll make a note on that one because I think it would.
Yeah.
Here's the thing: if you're without the spreadsheet, you still have to know how to do it, right?
Right.
But if you're in front of your computer, because honestly, to run that math that I just ran with Tom, I mean, you know, you're having a conversation with somebody and they say, yeah, I'm looking for, you know, 14%, 14 cap deal, whatever the thing. And as long as you know the rents, take rents times 70% times 12 divided by whatever percentage they're looking for. And that's, you know, that's the number that, you know, they can pay. Then you have to back out, obviously fix up. And so, right. You just need to understand it, but yeah. I'll, the spreadsheet will go to the coaching center. So,
okay, great. That
of course
awesome.
You can have it.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, would appreciate that a whole bunch. So, I've got a gal that's going to be doing the calls, and
uh-huh.
I asked her to do the calls, and then once they, you know, she agrees or the homeowner agrees to sell, then I will go in and talk to them and, you know, and hopefully get a contract. So my goal
that's
is
exactly
that,
how you do it. Let her set you up.
Done. Yeah, get that done in the next week and a half or so. By next week, I
the
am
sooner the better.
Looking to get at least 2, 3, maybe 4, and even 5.
Hey, Olivia.
Yeah.
How did you find that person?
Through a referral through my bird dog.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, the sooner, Olivia, the sooner they get on the phone, the better. And really what they're dialing looking for the owner. Then they're simply asking, you know, hey, Olivia, this is Mike. I'm calling about a property you own. I found it in public records at 123 Main Street. I don't want to take up too much of your time, but are you interested in selling? I work for a team that buys similar properties in this area. Are you interested in selling the house? If yes or no. If they say yes, then you need your salesperson to go in, right? And this is the scripting that's built in, that's in the coaching center. But, you know, build a little rapport, start to figure out why are you looking to sell, how long have you owned the house, just be conversational. And then you eventually want that person to ask some questions about the property, right? Hey, what condition is the roof in? Has it been repaired or replaced in the last 15 years? Yes or no? Jot down a couple notes. You know, even better, keep those notes in FreedomSoft. How about the main systems in the house, electrical, plumbing, HVAC, any notable problems with any of that stuff? You know, has any of it been upgraded in the last 10 years? Any water damage in the house? Any fire damage in the last 10 years? Any structural issues? That kind of thing. You know, and then just some general ideas about the condition of the home. And then, yeah, Esther, they just hand it off to you. That way you have an idea of what the house looks like. You can look it up on Zillow Rents real quick and get an idea what it would rent for. You know what the condition is, so you have a quick rehab estimate on it. Based on those two numbers, you can run the math quick and get a ballpark number of what you could offer. Have that in the back of your mind. And then, you know, like Tom, if Tom would have spoke first on these three deals, he likely would have came in with a higher number. So you just never know. I mean, these two guys are just looking to dump properties. It looks like there was a partnership. One of the guys got ill. But they just need these things gone. And so they say, give us 25 grand. We just want out. When you run the numbers, like I was telling Tom, if these numbers are accurate, this is a great little deal on three houses. So sometimes you just ask, you know, hey, if we could get this, you know, if we could take this thing off your hands and have it wrapped up here in the next 30 days, what would you take for it?
Mm-hmm.
Let them talk. You just never know.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes they just want the back taxes. You know, if they mention back taxes, you know, a lot of times Rob's sales guys will come in and just say, you know, if we took care of the taxes, would that work for you? So you just never know. But that's where, you know, you know they're motivated. You know what their motivation is. You have an idea of the condition of the property. You can look up rents. You've got a lot of data going into that conversation, so you can call up, build some rapport quick, be conversational, and then just say, you know, hey, sounds like this thing's a problem, you know, and you can just kind of, you know, re-massage that pain a little bit, you know, remind them why they want to get rid of it, and then say, you know, if we could get this thing off your hands in the next 30 to 45 days, you know, and you never have to worry about it again, what would you take for it? So however you want to do that works, but that, you know,
okay.
Absolutely. Get that person on the phone ASAP.
Yes, absolutely. Thank you very much. I appreciate that.
Yep.
Hey, Mike, can I ask you another quick question?
Yes.
Where are the contracts?
Freedom
South.
You want to grab it from the coaching center and then upload it into Freedom South if you haven't already.
Oh, gotcha.
But you'll go to your name at the top, very, very top, go to the settings page.
Yeah.
And then templates on the left side, and it'll open up to the document templates. That's where you'll upload it. And, Tom, if you don't know how the doc generator works in FreedomSoft, print 3 versions of that sucker, fill it out really quick, scan it, and get it over.
Okay, well, I don't see where
if
you
know,
I got my name here.
What's that?
I got my name. I'm on the home page. Is that where I need to be?
Go to your hover over your name at the very, very top and click on Settings.
Settings.
Then click Templates on the left side.
Gotcha.
But if you don't have the coaching contract, not the coaching contract, but the contract from the coaching center uploaded, you'll have to do that. Upload
purchase
it and then
and sale. No,
insert
I
your merge fields.
Yeah, I think I did that because I, you know, I've sent out a couple of contracts that fell through. Purchase and sale. Buying.
Okay. If you have it in there. Because it's not one of the stock FreedomSoft contracts. You have to upload it from the coaching center.
It's not one of the system templates. It says your template. That's what it is. Yeah, it's there.
Yep. Beautiful.
I got one for buying and for selling. So cool. Okay, thanks.
Yep. Who else? I know Mark was, he sent an email in. He's going camping. This is pretty cool. He just found somebody to hit the phones for him, gave him a disc test. They passed. High D or high I, don't know which, doesn't matter. But he's got him on the phone, and they just put everything together. Yesterday, I think it was. He's going up camping for the weekend today, and a salesperson is going to be on the phone for the next 4 days while he's up in the mountains, and we call that leverage, right?
Sweet. I
love
it. I like that.
Well, he's going to come back with people to follow up with.
Right.
Assuming that this phone person is, you know, even halfway decent on the phone, that's a sweet deal. He's going to be singing Kumbaya at the fire pit, eating s'mores while his salesperson's making it happen.
He can even check from his cell phone. He can check his check the statuses in his campaign.
See, Darren, this is how we know you're type A, because we're talking about a guy camping, and you say he can even check his cell phone.
There is no camping. There is.
That's
no
how
camping.
We know. There's a. There's only working from a different location.
There is no camping.
I love it.
How could you be camping when we have all this crap to do?
That's great. Crack me up. Yes, he could. Actually, that would. If I were camping and I checked FreedomSoft and I saw leads coming in with updates, I'd be psyched about it.
Right. Then you can enjoy the rest of the camping.
Yep. Crack another lemonade and put another hot dog on the fire.
Mm-hmm.
Good stuff. Who else? Darren, you want to just tell us what's new last few days?
Let's see. We pulled a list source file yesterday. I bought it.
Yep.
Did
you get it mapped?
We got it mapped.
How
although
cool was that?
Map, it's pretty cool. Pretty cool. I got a little frustrated with it. It wouldn't upload the file. I only had 1,400 records in it too, which I thought it could handle based on what the documentation said. But I had to break it down by zip code.
Really?
So I just filtered the file by zip code, and then I just created different layers in the Google Maps. So you can create a new layer for each zip code.
Nice. So So at the end of the day, it's all on top of each other, and you can see what the city looks like.
I can see the whole thing, but I just had to create multiple layers. I couldn't upload it all into one layer.
Well, you think Google Maps would be able to handle 1,400 files, huh?
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah. I don't know what it was, but if I do it this way, it's been working. The other cool thing is when you add a layer, you can change the color of the pins.
Oh, that's
cool. So you can
have
a different color for each zip code, and then you can also type in all the properties that you have under contract and have those be in one layer, and those can be like in red or whatever. So they
that's
jump on
sweet.
The
how handy is that?
Super handy. So, but it's taken 2 days to get to this point, which has felt like 2 months, honestly, because I like to get going. You know, I always feel like, okay, it took us 2 days. And the other cool thing was we imported all 1,400 of the absentee owners into a campaign. And we're having about 50 of them skip traced right now, which are in a zip code that we own about 5 or 6 houses under contract.
Love it.
So I think by tomorrow, my dispositions guy will finally have about 50 numbers to call of buyers that are in the zip code where we own property and just get on the phones.
That's awesome. Do you guys have ads in Craigslist and that saying we have 5 deals ready to go and 5 contracts and more coming?
Yeah, exactly. We've been posting stuff all over the place. I feel like I'm going to get one of my, virtual assistants to be on top of that because it's just repetitive and it's not really.
It is.
It's not really something that we should spend half a day on. You know, I'd rather
not
spend half a day on.
No, and here's the thing. You're from here on out, you're always going to have deals. And even if you don't, somebody calls up and you say, hey, we just sold the last one, but I've got more coming. So you can just have them post, just change the wording a little bit and redo that post every Monday, Thursday, or whatever you feel like.
Right.
So
it's just repetition, and that's why I feel if it's that repetitive, we don't need to be doing it. So
nope. Absolutely.
So that'll be the next thing. And the other thing is Sawyer is using the same map kind of more as a guide now for comparables. It just adds a little bit more to the list.
Yep.
Because now we can see specifically what the other investors are paying for properties around where the subject property is.
Yeah, how handy. That's like ninja data.
It is. Pretty cool. It took a couple hundred bucks and a couple days to put it together, but we finally got there.
That map is good you can run with that map at least for 12 months, I would think. Maybe you redo it, but that map will pay for itself many, many times over.
Sure. It is slightly dated because even though I ran it for the last 2 years, most of the pins are from 2015. You know,
just a function of the county.
Yeah.
So it just is what it is in Pittsburgh.
Yeah, so we randomly ran into some woman today that we were calling leads, and she happened to pick up the phone, and she's like, we just started our own company, and we're able to pick up county tax delinquent, blah, 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 information about this one specific zip code. So we're kind of investigating that a little bit to see. She wrote software for a tax delinquent company or tax collection company for the actual municipality that collects taxes. So it's not for all of the municipalities. It's just for a couple of specific ones. But she says that she knows how they scrape the data and how to get it and everything. So she might be able to provide us with tax delinquent people that have high equity.
Yeah.
So we might chase that down. It's like a side thing.
Yeah, cool.
So here's something for the group. We kind of had a little bit of a step back today. We have 2 adjacent properties under contract, and we called the owner for some reason. I don't even know why we called him, but I just overheard that Sawyer kind of was getting a little bit frustrated with this guy. And he's like, Bill, it's in the contract. Did you read the contract? So I stood up. I'm like, what's going on? So I jumped on the call with Sawyer, and Bill's like, you know, you guys are just marketing my property out there, and you told me that you were cash buyers and blah, blah, blah. And I said, listen, we told you that our main objective is to assign these contracts to somebody else. He
right.
wasn't looking to make any money on the deal. He just said, hey, I just want out, and I want you to pay my back taxes. I said, so that's what we're doing. And he's like, yeah, but I don't want to be sitting around here for 8 months. And this, I said, it's only been 2 weeks, and I've already got a buyer for your property. I said, what are you talking about, 8 months? And so he just kept – I was like, so what's the issue? What is the issue, really? I mean, is it that I'm going to make some money, which we told you we were going to do anyways? And
right.
so he said he needed to go. He had to leave for an appointment or something, but he wants to continue the conversation. But I just feel like this is probably going to be something we deal with more than I'd like to. But
I don't think so. It's going to come up in this. But you know what, Pete? At the end of the day, people are going to do what people do. Right there, you took the right thing. Hey, we told you. This is how
right.
we put food on the table. That's why you go through that script. You stick to it, because in the event that something like this happens, I mean, this is killer that it's happening early on, because you and
yeah.
Sawyer you'll blow through it, and if it happens again, he'll just handle it.
Right.
And he'll just jump in. It'll be a great learning experience. And at the end of the day, it sounds like you did go through the script. You did tell him exactly what was it, which gives you posture.
Sure.
in this conversation saying, and I love your question, we already covered all this, so what's the real issue? That's perfect.
Yeah, I said, we covered all this. I said, when we talked to you, but see, what we had a nice conversation, Sawyer and I did, after we hung up the phone.
Yeah.
It's not that we didn't say it. It's that the seller only hears what they want to hear. Like, he heard
and you can't,
buyer.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah.
You can't help that. It just,
yeah, he only heard.
You could, yeah. You can, and he asked the right question. Didn't you read the contract? It's exactly what we said it was.
Yeah. It's not
so
like he signed a 45-page contract either.
Right.
It's two pages.
This
like,
is,
did you read
this is
it?
Totally on him. This is on him.
Yeah.
Yep.
Gotcha.
Here's the
so
thing.
Anyway.
If he comes back and says, I mean, if there's room in the deal and say, if he says, well, could you get me another $1,500? Because you guys have posture in this because you went about it right, which is why you do it that way. Because
right.
then he wants to come back and say, right, and he's bringing up these complaints, and you're like, nope, we covered that one. It's also covered in the contract. So you've had it in two places. So what, you know, what's the issue again? So it flipped.
Exactly.
Was there a turning point where the conversation where he was – where you kind of felt like, okay, we're in charge again?
We would have, but he kept saying, hey, I'm walking into an appointment, I have to leave. And I said, okay. I said, we're on the same team here. I said, you were in a situation.
Right.
I mean, his house has been vacant for so long, he couldn't even tell me how many years he hasn't been there. He's like,
right.
I haven't paid the taxes in about 5 to 10 years. I was
like,
really? You can't even remember? And
right.
now it's a big deal if I take a couple of weeks to find another buyer to buy his house, and he's all angry about it, like, oh, we're bending him over or something.
Right, because it's been 10 years plus to this point.
Yeah, it's been 10 years, and he's like, I'm not waiting around for 8 months while you guys find a buyer, and you told me
I
you're a cash
it.
Buyer. And I said, it's been 2 weeks, and I have a buyer. I think that's why Sawyer called you, is because we need to get access to the property. Am I not correct on that? So, you know, we haven't really finalized it yet, but I'm just
– Right.
It was fun to see Sawyer, who's kind of a laid-back type of guy. I could just tell immediately when the temperature of the room changed. Yeah, like the
it.
Temperature of the room changed, and I was like,
yep.
what's going on over there? I knew immediately that it was like – So, anyways,
people do what people do. So,
yeah.
go through the script, disclose the contract, backs up what you disclose. Make sure that's, you know, your salespeople or you or whoever is on the phone. Make sure that's in every conversation, that you're very clear, right? It's really good after you go through that, say, are you clear on what I just explained and how we work? Do you have any questions about it?
Right.
That, you know, that gives you even another layer if you do that consistently where this guy perks up and you said, hey, no, wait a minute. First time we spoke, I explained how we do it, and I even asked you afterwards if you had any questions, and you said no. So.
Right.
But, yeah, you guys will be dialed. I'm guessing this becomes a non-issue.
Yeah.
You can't control what people do.
Yeah.
You'll have transactions that are super smooth, and then you'll have other people that make up for it and just cause a little bit of headache, and it just, you know, that's the way the world works.
But then again, for me, this type of an issue in the grand scheme of my whole business and everything that I'm going through right now is like, I could hang up the phone and forget it even happened like 13 seconds later. It's not even an issue really compared to the other crap I'm dealing with, you know?
Right. And another reason to have volume on the table, you know, say this one does go sideways.
Right. Yeah.
If these are only two contracts, you know, depressing if they're 2 of 10.
Right.
Keep the wheels chugging. So yeah, stay on the gas.
Yeah, we've got 5 signed and 4 out on the table waiting for signatures to come back. So we should be at 9 by the end of the week, hopefully, and then next week is another week. So
Darren, did you have you guys jumped into this Facebook group for Pittsburgh investors?
Yeah. Several of them.
Did you join it? How do they work?
Yeah.
Are they private, or can you just sign up?
They all make you ask to be allowed in. But
okay.
The crazy thing is that some of them allow any member in the group to allow any new member into the group.
So they're pretty wide open.
Here's what I'm thinking.
If you're in, you've got to put a post in there. Just really briefly, right? Don't go on and on about how cool you are, but say – you know, hey, everybody, just wanted to say hi. This looks like a great group, right? Start with a compliment. My name's Darren. You know, my wife and I have been buying and selling in Cleveland for years, doing fix and flips. You know, just recently came to the Pittsburgh market. But here's what's cool about it is you can say, we just launched our operation here in Pittsburgh, so we'd love to connect with a lot of you. In our first couple of weeks – and this is where you got to get creative. You're not bragging, but permission to word things creatively that make people stop and pay attention. Say,
sure.
You know, we set up shop a couple weeks ago. We have 6 contracts that are ready to sell and a handful more coming. So right off the bat, you're making it sound like we're bringing value to you all, but subconsciously they're thinking, holy crap, they just moved into Pittsburgh. They just started in Pittsburgh and they have 10 deals on the table. So
right. They're
instantly thinking,
connect.
New player in town, that kind of thing.
Or threaten
so,
one of the two, right?
Put that together. If you want me or Rob to read through it, that's fine, but it needs to be kind of nonchalant, like, hey, I'm Darren. I just wanted to say hi to everybody. You know, a great group here. I'd love to connect. Just, right, little brief history on, you know, hey, my wife and I have been buying deals for the last X number of years, so that gives you a little credibility. Just launched in Pittsburgh. We have about 10 contracts that are going to be ready by the end of the week, so, you know, I'd love to connect.
Right.
It's not really a hard sale. It's kind of an intro. And
sure. It
get people to sort of start paying attention to what you're doing. The other thing you can do is, you know, if any of this, if you want to connect about any of this and have a conversation to what we have, get a hold of my sales manager, call him whatever you want, and then your disposition
person.
Because now you're Darren, who's been doing business in Cleveland for X number of years. You're new in Pittsburgh and already have 10 deals under contract, and you have a lead salesperson. So it's very
subtly
kind of,
yeah,
you know, like in the online space, it's sort of the funny saying, it's not really funny, but they said, you know, crown yourself king because nobody else is going to in the marketing world.
Yeah.
Right? And so what the internet has allowed anybody to do is, you know, I can teach you, I know how to do this, and I can I mean, that's what YouTube is. Either watch me entertain you, or you can go on there and you can be the king of anything, right? I mean, fixing dishwashers. But the internet allows anybody to do that. And so anybody can do that, right, basically. You don't have to have a background in real estate or like Darren's or whatever the case, but you can move into a group like that. I think Tom is still on. Can do the exact same thing. Hey, everybody, great group. Just wanted to say hi. I actually live in Denver. I'm a rock climber. I've loved real estate my whole life, bought and sold. And I love the Pittsburgh market. Here's, you know, just kind of this, here's who I am. And some people will connect to the rock climber. Some people will connect to Denver. You just drop these little things in there and just see what's going on and just start to connect with people. And then, you know, you can, same thing. Hey, you know, I've been working here for a couple of weeks. Have five contracts that are about to be ready to go. You know, if you have cash to spend and looking for rentals, I'd love to connect, you know, and, you know, in that way, sort of open it up, not just if you have cash, but, you know, you can say, hey, I believe in, you know, whatever. Rob always likes to say there is no competition, right? Every other investor is somebody you can buy from, sell to, or partner with. So, you know, you could even say my mentor taught me, you know, I'd love to connect with anybody who's willing. My mentor taught me that, you know, everybody else in real estate is somebody I should buy from, sell to, or partner with. You know, so I'd love to meet as many of you as possible. Hit me up, shoot me a private message. Here's my cell number. Just become available to the group like that. And you'll immediately, a lot of people in those groups are just kind of looking. So they'll start to think, you know, who, right? It doesn't take long for you to kind of figure out who the players are in any situation. And so put yourself into that level, right? Come out of the gate right there. So people are automatically looking up to you and watching what you're doing, start asking you questions. When people start asking you questions, you're in the right seat. You've positioned yourself properly. That means based on your posts, your feedback, they respect you, what you know about real estate, and they're coming to, right? Because we don't, if we view somebody as knowing less than us, or somebody told me one time that we all view ourselves as fives on a scale of 1 to 10. There are people, and this is human nature, there are people we look at, not that we look down upon them, but we just think, I know more about business or whatever than they do. And then there are people we look up to, and everybody on the planet has those people, right? Even Elon Musk probably has a mentor or somebody that he aspires to be like. So we all see ourselves as five. So what you want to do is come into that group, not out of arrogance, but position yourself up towards the 10 so that other people start paying attention, because you start to build audience and influence. And then the other thing for you guys on here, everybody, like Darren, this will be one of your tasks. You've got the team moving, but you need to go into that group and start plugging in an answer or two. And somebody has a question or they're looking for some feedback, because you've got real estate background. Tom, it's no different, right? All of you know things about real estate, and somebody has a question, you can go in there and find an answer, and you start to engage the group. So now you have this initial, you know, hey, you know, glad to be a part of your group. Just wanted to say hi to everybody. And then you start throwing in valuable, you know, items. Darren, you can rely on your real estate license a little bit, any of your background experience, any of the training that you pick up through this program, wherever. You all know things about real estate, and you can start bringing value to that group. And when you do that, you know, Rob has built a lot of people who didn't know Rob's name now know his name through that Facebook group, because he jumps in and he just gets involved in on social media. So people will start to find you if you get intentional about how you position yourself in these online groups. Make sense?
That sounds great.
That was a long answer input, but people are watching.
I've done some of it, but I like the additional information about jumping in and kind of being more of a expert, a subject expert, and then having them. I like it all. The one thing I did not do, which I'm not surprised that you brought up, is to start off with a compliment or, you know, that's more your nature. I'm more like Rob, where it's just straight to the business. Like, hey, I'm Darren.
Right.
I'm new in the Pittsburgh area, and I got 9 deals under contract. Or I said my team. I think I said we just started 3 or 4 weeks ago, and we've got 9 deals under contract and more coming. Contact Mark at blah blah blah. You know, but
right.
I like your twist on it.
Yeah, as long as here's the thing, you wrote it, you'll post under your personality. That's fine. I always speak from mine, but you know, that'll become a leader in that group, and people will start to find you. They'll start to ask questions. Hey, you'll find private lenders like this because you'll have right. They'll trust you with their money. Hey, I've got $150,000 that needs to be placed. Can you help me out? People will start to find you, right? Rob gets private messages out of that group on a weekly basis. You know, some people are just looking to chat, looking to say hi, looking for advice on something. But he'll also, there will be some of that, but then he'll connect with the other players in town. And those are the relationships that you have, there's no telling where they go, whether they're a buyer, a seller, a private lender. You just never know.
Yeah.
So, yeah, come out of the gate strong in there.
Good deal.
You know, bring – I mean, you guys all know about real estate. So if you see a question that you know an answer to, jump, answer it. Give somebody an opinion. Even if your answer is different from somebody else's. Hey, here's how I'd handled it for what it's worth. Type it in and get active in there. That's, I mean, you know, business gets done on social media. People clown around with it clearly. And air their laundry, which whatever, for whatever reason, most of the world likes to read. And then there's the segment, right? The three percenters, which that's what this group is. I mean, right. You all I want to be self-employed. I want to do this real estate thing. I want to take things to, you know, another level for whatever reason. And, that segment on social media gets a lot of business done and makes a lot of money with it. Instead of, you know, posting about whatever, what they had for lunch. So, Darren, quit doing that. I'm tired of seeing your food.
Oh, God. I don't even think I ate today.
Just joking. Just joking.
I had a bite of my daughter's waffle and 3 raspberries snuck off her plate.
Oh, man. We got to work on that, too, huh? We need a nutrition section in the coaching center.
I definitely need help in that area.
Unreal.
So,
hey, that's really a CEO level item, right? That keep that in the back of your mind for you know, when teams are in place and things are clicking. One of the high dollar things you can go do, is, you know, maybe even post a little training online. Say, you know, hey, I stumbled into a problem with a deal, and here's how we solved it, and start to give value into the group while your team is, you know, plugging away, tying up deals, moving deals, selling deals, transacting. You can go out there and be that hood ornament, and that comes more naturally to some of us than others, but I think after you do a little bit of it, you'll realize that it's not, you know, it's not a big deal if you're, you know, a little more reserved, and I get it. But to go online, you know, with the intent of giving away value, offering value based on an experience or something you know or something you came across, that's valuable stuff. But that'll be part of, right, as, you know, people say, okay, when I have a team in place and I have a salesperson and dispositions and a acquisition/lead manager, what the heck do I do? Well, part of it is that. Go build audience. go partner with the top five other big time wholesalers in Pittsburgh. You know, find out who those landlords are that own 100 plus doors around the city, right? See what they're up to, and really start to plug in. And you know, social media is a place you can do that. You can get access to just about anybody. Kind of crazy. So, Rob is he's very intentional about putting stuff online like that, items of value. Because it creates audience. People start paying attention to what he's doing. You know, Rob's not shy about it. He's in real estate to make money. Everything he does is around making money. And he's not ashamed about it, nor should he be. So he's just intentional about this stuff. What, you know, how am I going to handle Facebook? You know, what am I going to do over here? But it's all about audience. And as that audience starts to grow, right, your network grows. And as your network grows, the opportunities for what you're doing start to expand.
Okay.
So,
it's a thing. Yeah.
I love it. Hit hit star 6 for us if you're having another conversation there.
You liking it? So far, she hasn't come home pissed off at anybody. Or
here we
go. Stupid.
Who knows where this is going to go?
Hard to say.
Is it for her scream? That she needs to lose 51 pounds.
Oh, jeez. Well, we'll just keep talking. Maybe.
Yeah.
So,
yeah. Keep. hey, if you're having a side conversation, hit star 6 for us, please.
I don't want to have stuff laying
around. Yeah, I have no control over this one. So.
Oh,
is everybody still there?
I think we're good.
Yep. Yep.
Beautiful. So,
I'm trying to think if there's anything else that we can add.
Hey, I got another question.
Yeah.
Tom, I must have been using a different contract before. I don't know where it is. Agreement for sale and purchase of real estate, whereas the one that I have, it says, is different.
Success team purchase and sale agreement is the one that you should be looking at, I think.
Contract for sale and purchase of real estate.
Are you in FreedomSoft or logged into
coaching
program?
FreedomSoft.
Yeah, it's not in there. Unless you uploaded the one, you have to download it from the coaching center and then upload it into FreedomSoft.
Something's loaded in there, but it's different than the one I've used before. So
FreedomSoft has a bunch of contracts loaded in, but not that one. Not
all
the
right,
one
let me,
in
let
from
me,
the coaching center.
Let me go into the coaching center and figure it out. See if it's the same.
There are two. One's with a kick out, and that's where the owner is going to be doing some marketing as well. But it doesn't sound like that's the case on this one, so you want the top one.
Right, okay.
But you should upload both into FreedomSoft so they're ready to go. Who else? Who else is on, has a question?
Just a comment, Mike. In the last hour, we've been having a wonderful thunderstorm here in Falls Church, and we've lost power for... five times, but God
nice.
Bless you. I'm still with you.
Ah, sweet deal. Something about a cell tower, huh?
Yeah.
Well, glad you're still with us. What else? Any other updates? Somebody has something on here to say. I know it. I can feel it. We're having a mild rainstorm in Denver. I wouldn't call it a thunderstorm by any stretch, Mike, but my cousin's house got hit by lightning a couple weeks ago. That's pretty exciting.
Ouch.
Blew out three TVs.
Ooh.
I got hit by lightning in Canada.
You did for real?
Yeah.
Tom, Winds.
It was a ground. It was a ground current, but it zapped all three of us pretty good.
Holy smokes!
That's number 10 or 11 for me. I'm getting tired of it.
Are Tom,
you kidding?
I'm never climbing with you.
I got blown off a ledge on the Matterhorn, 30 feet down to another one. The first three times I got hit, that sucked.
Surprise,
you're still climbing.
Hey, well, I always tell people, okay, what does it take to be a climber, especially like an ice climber, okay? 1, strong arms. 2, short memory. 3, flat learning curve, okay? That's it.
That's it.
Yeah. So,
Tom, you've been hit by lightning 10 times?
Yeah, three times on the Matterhorn, three times again on the Matterhorn on the north face, once on Mount Owen, went down the rope, and it was like a sledgehammer to the gut. Once on this peak, once in Bolivia. I don't really count that one because that was mild.
Yeah,
and then
just mild lightning.
Yeah, and then one
I got kicked by a horse once, but it was a little horse, so I don't count it.
Well, I got bucked off by a pony, but broke my collarbone on a freaking pony, not a horse, a pony.
That's embarrassing.
Yeah. It is.
The lightning thing is pretty cool, though.
Oh, yeah, it's super cool. Yeah, yeah. Excellent.
Hey, so next time, if you ever ask me the same question twice, I won't bust your chops, all right? I'll just answer it again like I didn't answer it 5 minutes ago, okay?
Thank you. Yeah, well, I think that's part of the reason I can't keep focused, man, you know? It's like, son
that
of a bitch,
crazy.
What did I just do? Yeah.
That's nuts. I didn't have any plans to start rock climbing, but I'm definitely out at this point.
Well, it's usually not the rock climbing. It's usually the mountaineering when you're going higher.
I'm sticking to golf.
But we were just on a regular crag, but up in Canada, man, this big old – somebody was across the valley showing this huge thunder boomer being created right above us, but we couldn't see it because it was right behind the peak we were on. Then it came over, and within minutes it went from really nice, dropped about 20, 30 degrees, and started hailing marble-sized hail and shooting down that kind of crap. It was like, oh, man.
Fun.
Yeah, it was – Yeah, well, that was cool.
That's crazy. Love it. Love it, love it. So this call took a pretty cool turn there the last 3 minutes. That was fun.
I'll say.
Crazy. All right, everybody. If no other questions, then, good stuff.
I got one quick question. Another quick question on the coaching center.
Yeah.
Where are those?
Yep.
Where are those?
Step 4, talking to
step
sellers.
4. Gotcha.
Go down the page. Go down the page a little bit. Yeah. You should see the contract and then the one with the kickout.
Right. Okay. There it is. All right. Perfect.
Yep.
All right. Thanks.
Yes, sir. You're welcome.
Yeah,
all right,
that's
everybody.
The one I was using before, for sure. Yeah, okay.
Okay, make sure that one's uploaded into FreedomSoft. But, yeah, Tom, like I was saying, don't get stuck on the tech here. If you're not familiar with how to upload that quick and get it filled out, that thing will work just fine filled out by hand, print legibly, and get that sucker off and signed. So we're
gotcha.
Looking for a good update prior to Monday. You can tell us about it on Monday, but send an email.
I won't be here on Monday,
keep
man.
Keep us posted.
We're doing the four pass loop around the Maroon Bells with my daughter. 26.
Okay, so email into the coaching center when you have those suckers signed.
I'm hoping that'll be tomorrow. Yeah.
Beautiful.
Yep.
Beautiful.
All right.
All right, everybody. Good conversation as always. Next Monday we'll talk about how many times Tom's been bitten by a shark.
No sharks.
Have a good afternoon. Make it a good few days. Obviously, as always, any questions, bring them into the coaching center. And good stuff, everybody. We'll talk soon.
All right.
Thanks, Mike.
See you later.
Thanks, Mike.
Take care.
Bye.
Yep. See ya. Bye.